546-6667.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast, and I trust you'll be blessed by the message.
The next thing is that there were the workmanship of your timbrels and pipes were created in you. In other words, God, when he made Lucifer, there were timbrels and pipes. These are wind instruments, or like the chimes. You know, when you hang a chime on the porch and you don't hear them until the wind starts to blow. If it gets real breezy, you hear all kind of little chimes. Well, that's how he was. And so when the wind of God would blow, or when God would send a wind, it was supposed to flow through him. And then the pipes, the timbrels, the wind instruments would make such a melodious sound from heaven that the angels would worship. And he was to take that worship back to God. But because of his beauty, because of his position, we know by the scriptures that he got lifted up. That's why we understand pride to be the cardinal sin. Yes. Only through pride comes strife. Yes. Wars, hatred, malice, you name it. It starts with that cardinal sin that Lucifer committed in the beginning. In the beginning. This is long before creation. He also had an anointing. He was the anointed cherub who covered. He had an anointing for leadership, and he was appointed in that place. As long as he stayed in his place, he was anointed. When he got out of his place, he lost that anointing. He lost that place. He was also given governmental authority. He was in a council in heaven. He had a high position. He was also blameless in his ways until iniquity was found in him. These are just some little things that you can identify and kind of paint a picture of who this Lucifer was. In verse 18, he had sanctuaries. See, there were sanctuaries scattered, I won't say scattered, but throughout the earth. And the angels, the angelic hosts were given to custodian the earth. This is before man was created. This was in the beginning. And they were here, he was ruling, and there were sanctuaries, places of worship. In Ezekiel, that chapter 28, verse 18, you read about it. They are like temples. God placed Lucifer here on earth. His job was to bring worship from the third of the angels and bring it to heaven to the throne room of God to present the worship to God and receive God's blessings upon his own constituency and take them back into the earth realm. It's just like the churches today. You know, churches all across the earth today, every pastor leads his church to bring worship to heaven. Is that right? Our praise and worship team. We bring that praise and that worship to heaven. And then God sends blessings down. Well, this was his mandate, his charge. To bring through all the sanctuaries, to bring that worship up before God and bring the blessings of God back down to the angelic host. But there came a day when he decided, why should we give this worship to him when I can have this worship to myself? We don't have to worship. We can keep it to ourselves. And all the other angels didn't know that God was releasing upon him the blessings so he can release the blessings upon them. They begin to see the blessing being Lucifer, deception. His heart had become corrupt. He took that to himself. And you know the infamous words in Isaiah 14, I shall exalt my throne above the stars of God. I shall sit in the sides of the north. I shall be like the Most High. It was all about I. Let's look into our lesson now, the satanic agenda. We learn from Jesus that the violence of Satan was murder. And this all happened from the beginning. This is before the creation of man. This is before the first day. This is before God says, let there be light. This is between the first verse, in the beginning God created the heaven, not heavens, the heaven and the earth. One heaven. Think about this a moment. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. There were no stars. There were no other planets, no other solar system. The heaven and the earth. Stars, sun and moon, and they were not created till the fourth day of his creation on the time frame of man. So what we're seeing here, when God created the first heaven and there was no division of heaven and he created the earth, I want you to picture this. He was the light of it. Amen. He stepped out of eternity to come into his creation, and there was one heaven and one earth, and he was the light of it all. Imagine what that earth was like, where he was the light of it. There were no need for stars, no need for moon, no need for sun, no need for, there was no dark, no darkness, it was total light. We see that Satan created evil, the evil of wickedness. Evil started in the heart of Satan and not in the heart of God. God is light, and in him is no darkness. Spiritual darkness was created in the heart of Satan, and he spread it throughout the original creation as Satan merchandised this darkness to the sons of God or the angels. John 8:44 says, ye are of your father the devil, and the lust of your father you will do. He was a murderer, not from day one. We're not talking about Cain killing Abel. He was a murderer from the beginning, ever before time was created for man. He was a murderer. And abode not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaks a lie, he speaks of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it. He's the creator of the lie. God gave a name to Satan's corrupted wisdom. He called it the knowledge of good and evil. Satan is the author and creator of this knowledge. There is nothing good within this knowledge. Now, stay close. With we're going to dig into something. I trust that you will see something here perhaps you've not seen before in relation to the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. In Genesis 2:9, it says, and out of the ground made the Lord God to grow every tree that is pleasant to the sight and good for food, the tree of life also in the midst of the garden, and the tree of knowledge of good and evil. There are only two kinds of spiritual knowledge. There's the knowledge of God and the knowledge of good and evil. Now remember, there's nothing good within the knowledge of good and evil. There's nothing good. Proverbs 2:5 says, then shalt thou understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God. Remember, I think we touched on briefly how when Adam sinned, he no longer was receiving knowledge from God as his source. He fell into intellectual knowledge. In other words, now his education and his information was coming from the natural realm, what he saw, what he heard, what he felt. It was coming from without. As long as he was properly connected to God, the Father, God allowed him or gave him everything he needed to know from his spirit. How do you think he could name all of those animals? He was connected to God. How do you think, where do you think his brilliance came from? He was connected to God. What does that tell us? True knowledge, epinosis, comes from our connectedness to God. You know, like I know, when you're connected and walking with God and you are hearing God, God can speak to you things you never knew. You never knew that, and yet it opens up a door for you. Simply a word coming from God to you. Sometimes when you pray, be very sensitive, be very alert to what flashes across your mind, your mind's eye. Be sensitive, God, because revelation has to be caught. It's not taught, you have to catch it. Someone can say something, and if you're on the edge of your seat, you can catch it. But if you're preoccupied or distracted, it may pass by you. And you don't hear it. You have to catch that revelation, because many times when you're praying or even praising, God will speak. God will drop something. You got to catch it then. You know, I've seen notes. God is, there are times where I've been in subjects and been praying, and suddenly in my prayer I see something flash. I say like lightning almost flash across, just enough for me to catch what it was. And I'll go back into my notes, dig in there and find something. But God is saying, okay, build on that. Go back and build on that again. You understand? And it helps to build lives. You know, so God can talk to you, but it's revelation. You have to catch it. And that's why we cannot allow, you know, the world to constantly distract us. And we cannot be living from our senses, so to speak, but from our spirit man. We are in the world, but not of the world. We are in the world, but not governed by the world. They can tell you, or you can hear much in the world, but what is God saying to you? They're telling you you can't, but God says, oh, yes, you can. They're telling you there ain't no way they can do it, but God says, no, I already have a way. Come on, God will speak to you, or they can be pulling you in there, and God says, don't go there, don't do that. Amen? That's the advantage that we have. Now, the tree of the knowledge of good and evil grew out of the ground on day 3, when God caused all trees to be grown. God makes reference to this tree in the garden on day 6. The earth grew this tree. I want you to see something here. Notice, the Lord did not create this tree. It grew from the ground. Stay with me. The knowledge of good and evil had to previously be in existence in order to be contained in this tree. You see, when we go from verse number 2 on, it's the restoration of the earth. God's going to create some things, but some things are going to be restored. So when he restores some things, some seeds are already in the ground. Amen. So there had to be had to have been an event or something to happen for this tree to be there. It's not something God created to test Adam. I thought that for years. You know, God put that tree to tempt him, you know, to test him, to see if he would grow up and see if he would fall for it. No. See, there's a master plan, and everything God does works together.
We invite you to worship with us. Please join us in our newly added 8:30 a.m. service on Sundays. See you there.
Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll-free 1-877-TR-BANKS or visit our website at trbanks.com. And always remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.